You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today we're talking with Professor Raman Prinja. He's written a book called Wonders of the Night Sky. Astronomy Starts with Just Looking Up. We're going to have a review of this book later on in the show, but for now, he joins us from University College London, where he is the head of the Department of Astrophysics.
Which outer planet moon is the most important for humans to study?
There's a lot of moons for us to explore out there. There are a lot of moons. I mean, you know, every time I look, Jupiter has more moons more than he had the day before. It's capturing, you know, 18, 90 moons at the moment. Saturn has almost 70 moons. If I had to pick one of the most interesting moons, some of the most interesting moons for us to explore, I think, are these moons that seem to have an enormous amount of water beneath their icy surfaces. So, for example, one of the giant moons of Jupiter, which is called Europa, it's got a very thick icy surface, but below the surface of that ice, there's more liquid water there than on the entire planet Earth. So it's going to be really amazing to try to drill through that ice, get a sort of submersible, sort of submarine under there, and try to explore what might be in that air, in that water there. So I think these moons that have so much water, so much more water than the Earth, are really interesting objects too. So I think they're the most fascinating right now. And there's a few of those.
When you look at Jupiter with a pair of binoculars, not even a telescope, I've seen four moons just with my binoculars.
Is
Europa one of those moons I'm seeing?
That's right. These are the four moons that Galileo Galilei first observed in 1610, around there, from Italy, the Italian astronomer, very famous. These are called the Galilean moons because they're named after him, right? But Europa is one of those moons that you can see. So actually, sometimes the Jupiter is really close and very bright, and you could definitely, with the binoculars, see these four bright dots either side. You might see three on one side or one on the other side. But if you keep watching it night after night, you'll see them move because they're actually orbiting Jupiter, which is what Galileo did, right? They don't just stay there. If you see them on a Monday and you could see them again on a Friday, you'll see they'll have moved position. He worked out they must be moving around Jupiter. There must be moons going around Jupiter. But you have to ask yourself, how did Galileo figure out these are moons? That's how he did it. He didn't just watch it for one night. You know, a whole week maybe, or a few days later, you can see them move around. And Europa is one of them.
We're speaking with Professor Raman Prinja. He is head of the Department of Physics and Astronomy at University College London, and he's also the author of a book for kids called Wonders of the Night Sky, Astronomy Starts with Just Looking Up. Professor Prinja, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for all the lovely questions. I hope you will continue to always explore and discover.
Just look up.
Just look up.
My name is Jupiter, the biggest planet you see. No planet in our solar system is bigger than me. My name is Jupiter, a windy planet I be. And I have 67 moons that rotate round me so free. The Romans gave me my name after their king of the gods, because my size is so massive in the sea of the stars. Colors to Europa, got a meaning. Short as they come, it takes 12 Earth years for me to orbit the sun. That makes 1 year on my surface. That's a really long run. My name is Jupiter, the biggest planet you see. No planet in our solar system is bigger than me. My name is Jupiter, a windy planet I be. And I have 67 moons that rotate round me so free. 89,000 miles is the amount that I'm wide. I'm so big you could fit 1,000 Earths inside. I've got a giant red spot. It is a raging storm. Scientists think 400 years ago is when it took form. Hydrogen and helium system is bigger than me. My name is Jupiter, a windy planet I be. And I have 67 moons that rotate around me so free. If I were 80 times more massive, I would have become a star. Because I'm made of the same elements as the sun, how bizarre. That much mass would cause the pressure and temperature within me to cause hydrogen to fuse with helium, creating energy. My gravity's 2.4 times more than Earth, so what does that mean? Weighing 100 pounds on Earth is 240 pounds on me. My name is Jupiter, the biggest planet you see. No planet in our solar system is bigger than me. My name is Jupiter, a windy planet I be. And I have 67 moons that rotate around me so free.
This is Katie Stone, and I've been captivated by the illustrations and text in Professor Raman Prinja's new book, Wonders of the Night Sky, Astronomy Starts with Just Looking Up, illustrated by Jan Bielecki and published by Aladdin, an imprint of Simon & Schuster. This book is written to educate 8 to 12-year-olds about astronomy, including our own solar system neighbors and constellations of stars visible in the night sky. It even covers space junk, meteor showers, and so much more. The book is illustrated with striking illustrations which help kids envision each page's topic. Really, it's a navigation guide to the night sky that's sure to ignite a spark of love for astronomy in any kid. I give this book 5 out of 5 chilies. The book is called Wonders of the Night Sky. Astronomy Starts with Just Looking Up. It's written by our guest, Professor Raman Prinja, and illustrated by Jan Bielecki. It's published by Aladdin, an imprint of Simon & Schuster. Find a link to this book and so much more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Just Look Up. That was Kira Willie from How to Be a Cloud with Great Big Starry Sky. Before that, Kids Learning Tube from their release called Planets of Our Solar System had Jupiter. And behind my little book review, that was Claudia Robin Gunn. She has a release called Little Wild Universe. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're thinking about our wild universe that we can see right as we look up in the sky from wherever we stand on this planet, or maybe lay down on a blanket. It's a little chilly, but the stars are clear, and I've been seeing a lot of shooting stars. Maybe you'll see one too.
Rainbow sparkling galaxy shimmers in the moonlight. A thousand universes shining bright.
I'm dancing with the stars. I'm flying very fast.
I'm flying next to Mars.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
I see a shooting star.
Shooting star.
It's flying very fast.
Very fast.
To make my wishes come true.
My wishes come true.
For me.
For me.
And you. Stardust starts a new generation.
In olden times, people imagined bears and lions, gods and people in the sky. They thought they saw winged horses and wriggling snakes, sailboats and beautiful maidens. They invented interesting stories to explain how those constellations got there. That's how they got their names. Today, astronomers use the constellations to locate the stars.
Constellations, scan the skies and recognize their names and their locations, though they're only figments of our own imaginations. Wouldn't it be heavenly to know the constellations?
Hercules, Delphinus, and Andromeda, and Lyra,
Sagitta, and Pegasus, Dorado, and Lacerta,
Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, Cetus, and Orion. I could name a dozen more if I were really trying.
Wouldn't it be heavenly to know the constellations? find a dozen constellations. You can trace them in the sky with just a little patience.
Leo, Virgo, Scorpius, and Gemini, and Taurus.
These are five, now who can name the other seven for us?
What we see among the constellations, atmosphere, the time of year, as well as their locations. Latitude and time of night are prime considerations. Each of them are factors when we see the constellations.
We're out of time on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. You're hearing in the background Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer. Zoom a Little Zoom, A Ride Through Science is the name of that release. And Jackie B and the Mini Band gave a Shooting Star. Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour. We'll catch you next time.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Christina Stella, our senior producer, and Anne-Marie Awad. We also had production support from Gus Tafoya, Sarah Gabrielli, and Daniel Lentz. Many thanks to Professor Ramon Prinja for being with us on the show today.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.